Hertz is now selling up to 20,000 Teslas. Up to 20,000 of their fleet of Teslas. Take a look of what's being reported, and they had him as an interviewee on CNBC.
I mean, it's just fascinating to me because I think back to when Hertz announced that they were going to buy a ton of Teslas. This was 2021. We were still in kind of, you know, the meme stock, you know, era. It was very clearly, you know, to me, it seemed like a play on the part of, you know, a just bankrupt Hertz to really generate interest in the company and interest in their strategy going forward. And it made Tesla a $1 trillion company. And, you know, it was soon thereafter that, you know, it was about a year ago now that, you know, we saw in the regulatory filings that Hertz was actually buying a whole lot fewer Teslas than they initially announced, and even falling well short of their plans for the number of Teslas that they were going to purchase. You know, they've really sort of taken a bath on those purchases. It can't help that Elon Musk has cut price so much, and that's got to be a big factor here.
Hey, Craig, unfair to you, but let's try to go there. What's a new Tesla cost? What's a used Tesla cost now, and what's it going to cost in 90 days?
Yeah, I think if we think about, you know, the cheapest Tesla you can get your hands on, right, a Model 3. I mean, this is a car that, you know, was supposed to, out of the gate, you know, cost $35,000. The company is now fairly close to that in terms of, you know, how much you can pay for a new one. And that moved down dramatically last year. This is a company that, you know, just repeatedly was cutting price to try and, you know, keep growth going. And you know, it was effective in helping the company to continue to increase volume, but they really took it on the chin in terms of margin, and it really burned Hertz. And over here in Europe as well, you've heard you know, rental companies gripe about, you know, what the price cuts have done you know, from a depreciation standpoint for their fleet.
And that's because and I'm gonna get the video that he did on the CNBC with the CEO. That's because, first of all, Hertz had no fleet purchase agreement with Tesla. When y'all getting y'all Chevy Malibus and Toyota Camrys and Kias and Optimas and all of that stuff, when y'all go over into National and Hertz and Avis rental car and Enterprise and Alamo and all of these same companies that's all owned by the same people, when y'all go into these companies, they are getting a severely discounted rate for how much they are paying for these vehicles. The first mistake that Hertz made is they paid full price in order to try to market themselves when they were really just doing Tesla's job for them by marketing Tesla's vehicles. Tesla was getting free promotion. It was charging them full price. And then Hertz ordered a whole bunch of them at retail instead of getting them at fleet sales and wholesale. That's number one. Number two, they can't control Elon Musk because Elon Musk is going to do what's in the best interest of Tesla, not necessarily what's in the best interest of Hertz. So one of the things that, if you study historically, automotive companies, they don't really make a lot of money off of rental car companies and fleet sales. They charge them a different rate because they agree to buy more of them. They swap out their cars and they wind up selling them on the market in order to keep their fleet fresh. They don't get all of the bells and whistles. They just get enough in order to make sure that you're going to be satisfied as a customer when you rent out these vehicles, as far as being able to charge the premium prices for it. And the auto manufacturers, even back when things start getting a little bit tighter for the auto manufacturers, a lot of shareholders were okay with auto manufacturers not selling as many cars over into the rental car companies because it wasn't necessarily a profitable venture for them, especially with car sales. Now, truck sales is a little bit differently, but especially with car sales, it wasn't really a profitable thing to do. So when you see Hertz make this move, this is why I don't like investing in these companies. I don't like investing in the enterprises. I don't like investing in airline stocks. Because first of all, they're the first people or the first companies that people walk away from as far as leisure travel activity when there's a crunch. Whenever there's layoffs, whenever the economy is messed up, if there's a pandemic, the first thing that people are going to cut out is leisure, vacations, traveling, cars, hotel rooms, all of that stuff. I remember my dream, even being a young man, one of my biggest dreams was, this is bad for Hertz, not Tesla. This is bad for Hertz, Jessica. One of my biggest things was I wanted to own a boutique hotel. Not anymore. Because as I grew older and I became a man, I understood the inherent risks and the true cost of what it takes in order to own a hotel. And then also the repercussions that come along with that once you're in a situation when the economy crashes. And the worst thing that you could do is be the first person on the chopping block. Whenever there is a crash or an issue or a war or inflation issues or people trying to cut back, you don't want to be the one that's at the forefront of the movement as far as the first thing that people cut out when they having issues with their budget. This is Hertz CEO answering questions from CNBC as far as his announcement to cut fleet sales or cut fleet investment.
Some pretty
Tesla.
Big news from the major rental car company that all of us know. Hertz.
Is that $9.15 a share this year or year over year? 1 year over year. Now listen, 2023, you could miss. Most companies, especially technology companies, brick and mortar, Amazon, Walmart, all the way across the board, you could barely miss. Year over year, Hertz Global, ticker symbol HTZ, is down 45% year over year. Now, I made a 40% return on Rivian stock from November over to December alone. On Rivian stock from November to December alone, Hertz is down 45% year over year, and their stock price is at $9.15 a share.
They're announcing this morning it will cut one-third of its electric vehicle fleet over the year. CEO Steve Research joins us right now to discuss the company's decision. Steve, well, first of all, welcome to Squawk on the Street.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
Thank
you. Good to see you.
All right,
Steve. Doing damage control.
I know you as one thing and one thing only. The man who just knows to tell the truth and nothing but the truth about financials from the days when you were Goldman. This seems like a very positive for Hertz, for numbers, but definitely an asterisk for the adoption of EVs in this country.
Well, I think, look, we took a bold move and are making a strategic adjustment to our fleet to take 20,000 electric vehicles out of the fleet. It's really to respond to the reality, which is we're trying to bring supply in line with demand, and we're addressing a cost issue that happens to be related to the EVs in the context of damage and damage costs. That's what it is. But in the end, this is about the numbers. It's about the financial performance and the operation.
Let me translate this for y'all. From a C student's perspective, bold move means I made a bad investment. Bold move means I made a bad investment. And Glo Hardy, you are absolutely right. Before a new presidency, for you to be losing in the middle of an election year when it's incentivized for the incumbent to make sure that they're doing very, very well in the stock market because people's money and how they affect it financially is going to influence how they vote. Is wild. Bold move means that you made a bad investment and you made a bad decision. Never scale too fast. Never, ever try to scale too fast. When you try to have too much growth too fast, either two things is going to happen. Either you're going to crash out or you're trying to get your company sold and you're about to IPO. Obviously, Hertz is not in a position to IPO because they're a traditional company that's been around for a long time. And they so focused on growth. And right after the pandemic, you do not want to try to scale too fast. And so ordering too many vehicles. And we don't even truly have the infrastructure. Because again, remember, people that rent vehicles or coming from out of town in order to do so, unless you're going over into a supercharger or a charging station, it doesn't even make sense. Right? Unless you get into Airbnb or something like that. And I will say that Tesla is the best in the game when it comes to their charging and their infrastructure network. But you got to build out the infrastructure to support the investment that then people can capitalize off of as far as the premium price that they're willing to pay for it. But they're not going to pay a premium for something that's inconveniencing them. And for you to make that big of a bet instead of scaling it up and seeing what it is it's going to do is wild. It's stupid. And that's why your stock price is so low.
And depreciation, but equally the operational integrity of the business. And so we'll put EBITDA on in the next 2 years that will equal what the charge was, and we'll increase cash flow by about $250 to $300 million. So this is
All right, so let's look at this. They're selling 20,000 of their electric vehicles over 2024, which means that you guys are going to get it for cheap. Sales will account towards $245 million of a net depreciation of expense related to sales. So now they get to write off $245 million because that's how much they expect to lose as a result of making this investment. $245 million of net depreciation and expense, net depreciation expense related to the sale. So basically, you're getting the cars at a bargain if you're buying it from Hertz.
It's not about the broader issue of
Meta made a record high today. Yes, I am invested in Meta. That's one of the people that one of the companies that's on my stock list. We're gonna go over it in stock chasers, stock club, whatever it is that y'all want to do on this Sunday.
EVs for the company. It's about financial performance and operational integrity. And adjusting ourselves in the way in which I think the business needs to be run.
No, I think that one of the things that you were spot on was that, look, Tesla's the largest in the country, and you wanted your fleet to reflect Tesla. At the same time, unlike what Kathy Wood said earlier, you were explaining that there is depreciation. These do not go up in value after you buy them.
No, I mean, look, the reality here is that we're experiencing the consequence of material price decline. In Teslas, but in EVs more generally. So at the beginning of this year, when Tesla took down the price of their cars, residual price falls, depreciation goes up. That's obviously a cost to the business.
I'm up 16%.
We need to face that reality.
Since the beginning of the year.
Tesla did what they did for reasons that are presumably good for their company, but we just need to adjust to the reality of what the cost input is of this car. And so we've made this move to really put ourselves back, you know, on track. It's interesting to note, Jim, that demand for our product is real and is sustaining. What we put in our 8K as an indication of what happened in the fourth quarter, demand was there. Revenue was in line with what expectations were on a seasonal basis. The issue I'm addressing is one of our cost base.
That's one
and
of
the
my
influence
best
that EVs
is,
have had on that cost. And there are certain circumstances like price decline, like residual decline and depreciation. That's out of our control, but you need to react to it, and we're reacting
to it. So that's interesting. It's different from demand or behavioral friction when someone comes to the counter, because originally the thinking was this will be a nice way for people to experiment. Did that happen or did it not?
It did happen, and it is happening. It's just not happening at a level of demand that justifies us maintaining a fleet of this size at this moment in time. You know, Carl, the one thing I would say is that at some point, the reality of EVs and Teslas being the best-selling car will at some point render them the best rental car. It's not yet. So we may have been ahead of ourselves in the context of how quickly that will happen, but that will happen. And I think, you know, in the end, we're in the business of giving consumers choice. We're including in that choice electric vehicles. And there is a significant component of our customer set that are still paying us a premium for these. It's just not, it's not at the level of demand that we anticipated. And I think a smart company is one that's agile, makes an adjustment, takes away the distraction financially.
And loses $250 million so that you can write it off because you made a bad decision and a bad bet. I wouldn't invest in Hertz personally. I don't even like rental car companies. I don't like airlines. I don't like hotel chains. I don't like any of that. I don't like any of it at all. Real Estate Jones says Tesla is taking a hit on the market. I don't look at what's currently going on in the market to determine whether or not I'm going to invest in a company. I look at the long-term prospects and what's going to happen 10 years from now. I don't buy and sell based off of what's currently happening in the market today. I'm not a day trader. I'm a long-term investor. And if I believe in a company and the fundamentals of the company is great, then I'm going to invest in it. I'll give you an example. Meta. Everybody was down on Meta. Everybody was down on Meta in 2022. Stock was down. The whole stock market was pretty much down, but the stock was down and all of that. It took off and killed it in 2023. It's still taking off in 2024. And so, but if you would have sold in 2022 because, oh my God, the stock is down. No. You ride the wave, and if you actually believe in the fundamentals of the company and what the CEO is doing as far as its leadership and the eight ways in which I believe that you fundamentally evaluate whether you should invest in a company, then you stick with it for a long time, and then you let it pay off for you. You don't get rid of it when things start to get difficult. You start to buy in more if the fundamentals of the company is great. So I think that Hertz is crazy. And if you invested in Hertz, in my personal opinion, I think that you're doing yourself a disservice. You would be down at least 45% year over year.